presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Fellas and girls, today I'd like to tell you about one of the finest twin-engine 40-passenger airliners ever built. It's the new Martin 202 luxury airliner. Manufactured by the Glenn L. Martin Company early in August, it became the first airliner of completely post-war design to be certified by the Civil Aeronautics Administration for airline use. You know, gang, in order to get CAA approval and an NC number, a ship has to undergo some very rigorous testing. Three 202s were used in the CAA test program, and between them, they logged more than 500 hours of flying. In addition, a fourth 202 was used for structural tests, which equaled the use it would receive in 25,000 hours of airline operation. Imagine. And that's not all the testing a new ship has to go through. No, sir. The Martin 202 had to take a 17,000-mile cross-country flight. This is called an accelerated service test, which simulates regular airline operations and is designed to prove all new airliners' ability to stand up under day-in, day-out airline schedules. Fellas and girls, during this flight, which was supervised by CAA officials on board, the Martin 202 flew into 38 airports located in 34 cities, scattered from Florida to California, from Minnesota to Louisiana. It landed at airports having an elevation of 6 feet and at airports 5,300 feet above sea level, and on runways varying in length from 3 to 7,000 feet. More later, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Arriving in Merida, a small city on the northern coast of Yucatan, Hop, Tank, and young Christopher Cross began an intensive aerial search for the ruins of a lost Mayan city where they hoped to find an ancient mural that would help the United States conquer the barrier of supersonic flight. In a long, wide sweep, ranging over the heavy tropical forests, Chris saw nothing he recognized, and the boys, discouraged, returned to Merida to spend the night. Tank stayed on to watch at the plane to prevent being surprised by their deadly enemy, La Pantera. But in our last episode, when Hop and Chris returned from dinner to relieve him, they found both the plane and the mechanic gone. And as they stood rooted in the cavernous doorway, Hop suddenly exclaimed,
"Good Lord, Chris, look down there."
"Where?"
"At the other end of the hangar. It's a Cessna."
"Oh, no, it couldn't be."
"It is. It's La Pantera's plane."
"But where did it come from? It wasn't here when we landed, was it?"
"No, our ship was the only one in here."
"Well, where is it now, and what's happened to Tang?"
"I'm almost afraid to think."
"Hop, what do we do? We've got to find Tang."
"Yeah, I know, but..." Uh-oh, someone's coming.
"He's out on the apron.
Get behind those gas drums."
"Right with you."
"Because I am certain I..."
"Okay,
did not
far enough. Duck down.
You see them?"
"No,
certainly
not yet."
"I thought this field was locked up at night."
"So did I."
Well, you see, nothing is wrong." "I still say I did not leave any life." "You are a stubborn mule." "You are the stupid one. Come, will you look around?"
"Who do you suppose they are, Hop?"
"You've got me. There's something funny."
"What?"
"Outside of the light being on, nothing bothers them."
"Well, I don't get you."
"In other words, they expected to see the Cessna."
"Oh, and they're not surprised that our beach isn't here."
"Check. Now, what does that add up to?"
"Could be their La Panteras, man."
"Could be, definitely."
"Hey, I've got it. Tank must have taken the beach out before they got here."
"Maybe. On the other hand, they may have taken it out themselves."
"Oh.
Hold it, Chris."
"There is nothing wrong here." "I still would like to know why the light is on. And unless we hurry, La Pantera wants to know why we are keeping her waiting."
"You were right."
"Hold it."
"Very well, then. But I still do not like this. And I will tell her what has happened."
"So tell her. Well, let us go. She's angry enough."
"Hey, this is the first time she has been crossed. She does not take it well."
"Well? Well, she is like her name. Spitting and snarling like the panther. I tell you, Miguel, unless we find these Americanos and stop them, life will not be peaceful."
"Do you know what she plans, eh?"
"We take off in the morning, I believe. She will try to find the lost city by herself.
How can that be? She has no match. She knows nothing. A boy, Christopher.
They're talking about me.
He's the only one who can help her. He is out of reach now. Unless these saints are kind, and we should catch up to the Americanos again.
I would not like to be them if she should ever catch up.
She won't.
Chris, please.
Well, now this time, I will turn out the light, and you have seen me to do it.
It's easy. Come now, Bronson. We will go as slow as you've been here before.
They're gone.
Stay put, just in case.
But what about Tank? Aren't we going to look for him?
Yes, but I don't think we have to worry about him.
Why not?
If they had him, they wouldn't have talked the way they did.
That's right, but then where... Uh-oh.
There's your answer, Chris. Pussyfoot Tinker himself.
Sounds like he's over on the other side of the hang.
He sure is. Making enough noise to wake the dead.
What's he doing?
Probably playing detective. Come on.
Can we surprise him? It'll be fun.
Except that he's the kind of guy who swings first and asks questions later. Let's not take any chances.
Gosh, listen to him.
Hey, for Pete's sake, Tank.
Huh?
What do you think you're doing?
Ah, that's you.
Hey, will you cut the comedy and come on out here?
So dark, can't see where I'm going. These dopey grease monkeys leave more junk laying around.
Yeah, yeah, just for feather feet like yours. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, I'm coming. Where did I get my foot out of this bucket? Did you see him? Was he in here?
Yeah, we saw them and heard them. Where were you? Where's the plane?
I was hiding behind them engine mounts.
Well, why didn't you answer when we called you?
I didn't hear you. Only got here when the lights went on, and I saw them guys and hid.
You haven't told me where the plane is.
Out and back.
How come?
I put it there.
Hey, listen, what are we playing? 20 questions? Come on, Tank, out with it.
Well, it's like this. I was standing in front of the hangar when I heard a plane start to circle. I spotted the engines right away, and I knew it was La Pantera's Cessna.
So?
So, putting two and two together, I make up my mind she's going to land. And being as this is the only hangar that's open this late, she's going to taxi her baby right in. That adds up to trouble as far as I'm concerned, because she'll spot the beach right away and know we're here.
Hey, get to it, will you?
All right, give me a chance. So quick like a bunny, I jump into our ship and taxi her outside. Like I said before, none of the other hangars is open, and I can't take the time to fool around with the doors.
What was La Pantera doing all this time?
Coming in for a landing, so I got to work fast. Well, I saw the space between the hangars was just wide enough to take our wingspan. So I taxi down to the end and I wait. And sure enough, the dame comes straight in here and she don't see me at all. Next thing, you show up and, well, you know the rest.
Boy, that sure was fast thinking. But we were afraid her men had gotten you.
Well, I used the old noggin once in a while.
You couldn't have picked a better time.
So, what are we going to do now? Go after La Pantera and fix her wagon once and for all?
No, she doesn't know we're here. Let's leave well enough alone.
She'll find out in the morning.
No, she won't, because we won't be here.
Which means we'll have to rise and shine awful early.
We're leaving right now.
Now?
But, Hop, we can't find anything in the dark.
Yeah, and if we fly all night, we'll have to come back to gas up again anyway.
No, we won't. There's an emergency airstrip about 110 miles southeast of here, near the town of Valladolid. The airlines use it in case of trouble.
Oh, we'll land there?
Check. I intended to make that our operating base anyway. It's much closer to where we expect to find the lost city.
I still don't like the idea of flying around at night. If we get lost, we're in the soup but good.
We'll have to take that chance, fella. You heard what Pantera's men said. She's going to begin her search for the lost city in the morning, which means we have less than 8 hours head start on her. And that isn't enough, not nearly enough. So come on, let's get rolling.
Turning on his heel, Hop strides out of the hangar. Tank and Chris follow slowly behind. An 8-hour lead is slender, very slender. And if La Pantera should find the lost city before they do, their mission would be a total failure. Gang, will bring you the spine-tingling climax of today's episode in just a moment, so stand by. Now, gang, let's get back to the new Martin airliner, the 202. At the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I was telling you about the series of tests the new post-war airliner underwent before it was officially certified. I've already told you about the flight the ship went on, which took it to 34 cities all over the United States. Well, during the flight, the CAA required that numerous tests be performed en route. These included such things as feathering one propeller by means of the 202's revolutionary new Martin-developed automatic propeller feathering system, lowering the landing gear by emergency procedure, single-engine flights, and intentional stalls and recoveries. While the flight was not intended as a speed run, the 202 gave the country its first sample of the express service it soon will be providing throughout the United States and Latin America. Regularly scheduled times for twin-engine airliners now in use were beaten in every city-to-city flight. Well, fellas and girls, this indicates one of the major advantages airlines and their flying passengers will gain as soon as the Martin 202s enter regular service. Oh, and that's not all, gang. Other advantages of the 202s are unprecedented operating economy because of the extremely low break-even point. And as for passengers, well, the 202s can't be beaten when it comes to safety and luxury. You'll be seeing plenty of these new ships at your airports in just a few months, for many airlines have already placed their orders with the Martin Company. Oh, you'll hear and read a lot more about this new ship. And when you're in the air flying your Piper Cub or Beechcraft Bonanza, look around you in the sky, and you'll be sure to see America's new post-war airliner, the 202. And always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Leaving Merida late at night to gain a lead on La Pantera, Hop, Tank, and Chris flew southeastward over the tropical forests of Yucatan, heading for a small emergency airstrip, their future base of operations. Now, 100 miles out, Hop roars low in the trees, bathed in silvery moonlight, checking his direction.
We should spot a river pretty soon, which will take us right to the strip.
I don't see nothing that looks like a river around here. Nothing but trees and more trees.
We're lucky there's a full moon.
Now, keep your eyes peeled, fellas. We've got to find the river. The airstrip is on its south bank.
Suppose we don't find it. Well, I get it. We're lost.
Not quite, but we'd have to go back to Merida and start all over again.
Yeah, which means losing time. I knew we'd wind up like this.
Hey, wait a minute.
You see it, Chris?
Well, no, not the river. But those hills off there, you see them? Three of them in a line?
Yeah.
Well, they are hills, aren't they?
Yeah, why?
Well, I've seen them before.
You have?
Yes. Just after Dad and I took off. Only they were off to the right.
You mean when you left the Lost City?
Yes. We saw them as soon as we were in the air.
It was heading north when you took off.
And now we're heading south. That's why they're on my left. Chris, maybe we've got something. Hold on.
Banking sharply, Hop roars straight for the line of hills, gleaming dully in the moonlight. And reaching them, cuts sharply southward again. Tank and Chris stare out the window, scanning every break in the silvery carpet of trees below. Suddenly, Chris jumps up and shouts,
There it is, the Lost City!
Following his outstretched arm, Hop and Tank see a small clearing in the forest. A clearing littered with broken masses of stone, and surmounting all, a huge triangular-shaped structure reaching far above the trees, which looks amazingly like an Egyptian pyramid.
Are you sure that's it?
I swear it is, Tank. I know it any place.
Can you tie that? We beat our brains out looking for the place in broad daylight, and we find it by accident at night.
Lady Luck must be flying with us.
Lady Luck? I don't know. Something about that place. I don't know what it is, but just looking at it gives me the creeps.
As the small beach circles above the ruins, the full impact of Tank's words hits Hop and Chris. Below, the tumbled masses of broken stones assume grotesque shapes in the bright moonlight. Deadly, menacing shapes. The massive temple stands out like a giant symbol of doom. So, this is the end of the trail, where the boys will find the answer to the age-old secret or serious danger. Gang, there's action and suspense ahead, so don't miss the next episode for anything. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.